going to see you in the morning after the first and only vice presidential debate in the United States. Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger Kamala Harris faced off from behind plexiglass in the U.S. state of Utah. The coronavirus dominated the discussion, with Ms. Harris calling President Trump's handling of the pandemic a failure. Mr. Pence countered, saying the president has constantly put the American people first. The two also debated race relations and whether President Trump had paid federal taxes. Analysts noted, though, that the debate was far more civil than last week's debate between President Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, which was widely panned as an exercise in incivility. President Trump has returned to the Oval Office at the White House after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said that the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. Russian President Vladimir Putin is decrying what he called Joe Biden's sharp anti-Russian rhetoric, but praising the Democratic presidential nominee's comments on arms control. In his first detailed statements on the U.S. presidential campaign, Putin also lamented President Donald Trump's failure to improve relations between Moscow and Russia, but he blamed this on bipartisan consensus on the need to contain Russia and to curb the country's development. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.